As I had promised, I'd be talking about Mercury Direct and Jupiter, especially when Mercury Direct is sextiling Venus. Mercury retrograde ended on the 18th of October, but the effects are going to last till November 2nd. So when Mercury retrograde ends and the planet turns direct, we enter into something called the retroshade zone. This is the time when we need to be very cautious, as the being that Mercury is, it's in the sign of Libra. So we can expect gossip and relationship drama. This is the time when untruths and truths are actually unfolded and turn into horrible gossip. Just a little caution can help you stay on the track. Listen more than you can speak is a great mantra. But when Mercury starts going direct, it is making a very beneficial aspect, a sextile to transit, moving Venus. Mercury is making a sextile to transit Venus. Hence, we can focus on what we truly desire from the depth of our hearts, make our life more enjoyable and fun. Now is the time for some indulgence with our personal self, especially the heavy transformative planets having gone direct, starting with Pluto, then Saturn, and with Mercury and Jupiter. Now that we can move forward confidently, especially if we have made a deliberate note of our learnings from the past events. We do not have to look back, but emerge all fresh with confidence and set our targets, renew our goals, and not make the same mistakes. With Mercury direct occurring sextile transit Venus, working on sorting out our personal life and relationship is the best option. Personal life sorted makes way for a progressive professional life. After feeling out of balance or surrounded by chaotic energy, being indecisive and insecure, now is the time to forget the past and look forward. What can be done? Experience the romance and smell the whiff of excitement in the air. Life is all about living it and loving it for what it is. Forget and forgive the past, for learnings in life come with a price, but all for your own benefit. This can be a great time for improved communications. Articulate your words and we can find pleasant ways of getting our points across. Being diplomatic, charming, compromising a little, and being reasonable by understanding yourself and others is a healthy way and sure path to happiness and contentment. The energies of Mercury sextile with Venus urges us to enjoy life. And when Jupiter goes direct, like every planet in astrology, has base energy, core energy, that is the way it expresses itself fundamentally. For Jupiter, that energy is expansion. Whatever Jupiter touches, it expands. Jupiter is also a very happy planet who wants things to go well and focuses on the bright side. So this usually makes Jupiter more positive. Jupiter aspects and transits are always initiating and encouraging your thoughts. They encourage your thoughts to expand positively and optimistically. Your thoughts and mind expand the way you want to think. In reality, Jupiter expands anything, including the bad. So in a nutshell, the caution here is to monitor your own thoughts. What you think and what you do will expand and flow abundantly. This means that in transit, Jupiter affects your belief system. Take a look at your natal chart and understand which area of your life Jupiter aspects the other planets or is positioned for. That area of your life expands in accordance to your thoughts and feelings. Your thoughts and feelings encourage your belief system. Try to adapt to the new, be more progressive in your ideas. Change your belief system by being realistic and accepting what didn't work for you in the past. If things are going well and it comes with other supportive aspects, transit Jupiter can make it grow even bigger. And if things are going bad and it comes with other challenging aspects, Jupiter can make it a lot worse. In the natal chart, if Jupiter is conjunct one of your natal planets, it expands on the energy of that planet. While Jupiter wants this to be positive, but if the other planet in your natal chart is challenged, like it's retrograde or at 29 degrees, the energetic degree, then Jupiter will expand on that and make it more difficult in your life. Now, here's the thing. There's always an out in astrology, always a way to use the energy to your advantage productively and turn things around. Jupiter is the happy planet, the one who wants good things. So it doesn't stand in a way and demand every tiny detail or be absolutely perfect the way Saturn or Pluto urge or demand. Jupiter is just contented and happy as long as we are putting in the effort. It will start helping us and rewarding us appropriately. It's much, much easier to turn things around with Jupiter than the other planets. With our renewed belief system, we can confidently restructure our life and make it strong. Understand your Jupiter by delving into your natal chart. Then work on the transit of Jupiter. Listen to that voice within, which can break the shackles of unhappiness. Whichever house it reflects in your chart, that area of your life needs renewal of your belief system. So stay blessed and do not allow this opportune time to slip by. Till my next, this is Dolly Mangat signing off.